Construction is underway on the last major rebuilding project stemming from the June 2011 tornado that tore through Springfield, Massachusetts. The foundation for the new building had already been poured when city officials and neighborhood residents assembled Friday morning for a groundbreaking ceremony for the $10 million South End Community Center.
This is a really, truly special day that our beloved South End Community Center is finally going to be rebuilt.
For Mayor Dominic Sarno, who led Springfield's disaster response and constantly praises the city's resiliency, this groundbreaking held special significance. As a boy growing up in the South End neighborhood, Sarno played basketball and other sports at the old community center. He was the organization's executive director for 5 years before his election as mayor in 2007.
This one's near and dear to my heart.
Rebuilding the community center was part of the city's disaster recovery master plan that was crafted in the months that followed the tornado. But the project encountered delays over funding and stemming from the proposed location on public parkland. The city filed numerous appeals before securing $6 million in federal disaster aid for the project. Because the city had received federal funds in the 1970s to build Emerson White Park, it had to obtain permission from federal agencies to build the community center in the park, a process that took more than a year. Sarno said the delays were frustrating.
Yeah, there were times, Paul, that I wanted to bang my head against the wall, and there were times I wanted to bang other people's heads against the wall.
City officials credited Congressman Richard Neal for helping to cut through the red tape. The new building is expected to be finished by next September. It will be approximately 29,000 square feet, with a large gymnasium, indoor basketball courts, and a multi-purpose room for boxing, wrestling, and dancing. The second floor will have an exercise center and classrooms. Since the tornado destroyed the community center's original building, its programs have operated out of temporary locations, including schools and church basements. Richard Skip Russo, vice president of the South End Community Center, said the new building will be a safe haven.
This is going to be something great for these kids down in this Hollywood section and all through the city of Springfield to come here and have a new facility, play basketball. We're going to have batting cages, you name it, and we're just going to have a wonderful time saving kids from getting in trouble.
Shane Millett of the South End Citizens Council said neighborhood residents are excited to see the project finally underway.
It is great news that it's finally, truly happening. It's definitely going to be a plus for the whole community, for all of the citizens in the South End.
The city plans to buy the Marble Street apartments from the Springfield Housing Authority, relocate the 46 families who live there, and tear down the buildings to put in a parking lot for the community center. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.